What is up, guys? Randy here with Quick Tips for Dads. We're back. We are back for the new year. I'm so excited to bring you a bunch of new things this year. I'm really excited to be back. Today, I've got a short podcast for you. I hope you enjoyed some of the interviews that we've done, and I am planning on doing more interviews. If you would like to be interviewed or you know somebody that should be interviewed, please reach out. DM me on Instagram at Quick Tips for Dads. And I would love to hear suggestions of people we should reach out to try and interview. I really love interviewing people. But today's thought comes from my final exams. It's been a few weeks now. I've been able to reflect and relax, and I haven't done a lot on this podcast just simply because I've been busy with finals and then taking a break for the holidays. And if you don't know, finals are your entire grade in law school is one final exam at the end of the semester. So it's a little bit stressful. But I saw a couple things that made me think. The biggest takeaway I had is, how are you showing up? How are you showing up for yourself, for your work, for your school, for your whatever you're showing up for your family, for your kids? This is a podcast for dads. How are you showing up every day for your kids? I found it really interesting. There were some people that showed up dressed nice, showered, shaved, whatever. And some people showed up looking like they were homeless in pajama pants. And like they hadn't showered in a week. And I don't know. Maybe some of these people did a lot better than I did because they're a lot smarter than I am. But I couldn't do that. I did that in high school a couple times. I remember like just showed up in sweats or whatever. And I've done things in sweats. But if you dress casually, I have a feeling you're going to act casually and think casually. I heard a study, I can't give you the reference right now, but someone was saying that if you're driving a nice car, you show up better simply because you feel better about yourself. Now, driving a nice car isn't essential to feeling good about yourself, but because you have something you're taking care of, you show up differently. If you are driving a beat up old car that you're just hoping dies, you are going to show up differently than if you have a car that you seriously care about, that you care for, that you clean and maintain. You're going to show up differently. So where is this all going? As a dad, you need to show up well for your children. You need to show up to be loving, to be supportive. You need to set your own struggles aside sometimes for the good of your children. We have had times where we've been up all night with our baby. Every 2 or 3 hours we were up with him. And I'm sure most parents can empathize with that. And sometimes, quite frankly, it sucks. It's really hard. Especially when I have things that I have to do the next day. I have to work. I have to study. I have to go to school. My wife would like to do things too and not just be tired all day with the cranky baby. But I need to set my own inhibitions, my own selfish desires aside sometimes. And sometimes they're not selfish. They're to provide for my family. I'm going to school so I can provide for my family. But I have to set aside my own interests so that I can show up for my kids. I want to show up and be a good dad. I want to show up and be a caring dad. I want to show up and be a loving dad. That to me is so important, that I don't bring my problems to my kids. It's really hard sometimes. It's hard to not let your personal issues flow into other people. It's really hard. We were just on a trip and my wife got upset about something and she let her emotions all go into me. And then I subsequently took those angry emotions and overwhelmed, frustrated emotions and threw them at somebody else that didn't deserve it. And I didn't show up for that person that I threw those emotions at. I didn't show up for her very well. And I felt really bad. And we since apologized and made amends. But are you bringing home garbage from work that you're spewing onto your children or your wife? Are you bringing home garbage from school that is stress that you throw at your children? You would never take physical garbage from your work and throw it at your children. So why do we do that with emotional and mental and intellectual garbage? Why would we do that? So my invitation for this new year, and I include myself in this because I am far from perfect at it, but I'm really trying, is that you and I show up for our kids. We show up and we are loving and we are caring and we are patient. We set aside the frustrations of life. We set aside some of our baggage, our own baggage that we do need to take care of. Absolutely. There's a time and place for that. But show up for your kids. Be a loving father. Be a kind father. Treat your kids as valuable as they are. I promise you that when you do that, it will improve your life. Because when I try and do that, it improves mine. As I said, I am far from perfect, but I'm really trying. That's what I've got for you today. I'm really excited for this new year. All that it's going to bring for you, for this podcast, for me. I just want to provide value for you. I want to help all dads out there, new, young, old, any of you, experienced, less experienced. So I want to help you out. If this podcast provides value, please like, subscribe, share, and that's how we're going to grow. If you guys can share that with other people, give us a like on Instagram, give us a follow at Quick Tips for Dads, and we'll have more pages and websites coming soon, hopefully. So again, I hope this provides value. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Peace.